Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined today by Dale Miller with the Extension Office in Marion County. And we are going to talk about Christmas tree safety and cutting the right tree and how to properly care for that tree today. Christmas tree selection. If someone prefers a live tree, there's several ways to get those. What are some good suggestions for live tree purchases?
Well, there are a lot of good Christmas tree growers in Iowa and around the country. And so pine and fir and spruce are popular species. And, you know, the guidelines we suggest is obviously, you know, if you can get a fresh cut tree, if you go to a Christmas tree grower's farm, you can get a fresh cut tree, then you know, it hasn't been sitting around or hasn't been traveling over a lot of miles. And so that's, probably the ideal situation. Inspect the tree. You know, obviously, you've got a location you're thinking of where you put that tree in the house. One of the first things you want to think about is, are there any heating devices, even air ducts, things like that, that would dry the tree out faster or create a fire hazard? So think about your location, where you're going to put it. You're selecting the tree, you want to get a good straight trunk. You want to have one that'll fit your tree stand. You know, a lot of times, buyers looking, oh, this looks great. And, you know, they kind of like, sometimes when I'm eating, my appetite is more than what I can consume. Sometimes your tree is more than it will fit the tree stand. So.
Or your living room.
So, yeah, you can continue to cut it down, as many people do. But if you do buy a cut tree, then you may not want to put it up right away. So if you need to store that aside, then you need to keep it in a cool, dry location. So, that's protected. And so it won't dry out anymore. Mm-hmm. The needles won't desiccate anymore.
Sure. Once you get it home, I've heard a lot of folks say that once you get that tree home, cut it off again, you know, an inch or so, and use hot water when you first put it in the stand. Is there any basis to that?
Well, there is a basis in cutting an inch or so off the base, because you're trying to create a new absorption surface there, and the tree will uptake water if you do that. So we recommend cutting an inch or a little more off. As far as additives or special water, the research shows it doesn't really benefit the tree much. It's really more the condition of the tree. You know, if you've got that fresh surface, get it in water right away. Okay. And then keep water there, because if it dries out once below that, it'll start to seal and it won't have the uptake. So you really have to monitor that water closely, especially those first couple of days. And you probably need to do it at least a couple times a day or more, depending on the size of your tree stand.
Sure. Just basically then just keep it hydrated.
Keep it hydrated and just check it. Make sure it's safely in the tree stand. And again, keep it away from any warm, heated objects, furnaces, ducts, and so forth.
Okay. Christmas lights, check the safety ratings on those.
Oh, certainly. You want UL-rated equipment, and don't overwhelm your tree. We've had trees crashing down sometimes. You hear those stories the time you get everything on it and ornaments and so forth. So
six strands of lights, two strands of garland. Well, is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to touch on?
Well, I think I just, along this line is hope everyone has a safe holiday season. Everybody's busy. Sometimes we don't take the time to be aware of our surroundings, and in talking about whether it's winter ice fishing or getting your Christmas tree in the house or carrying presents, there's a lot of things that can cause accidents. We just want to be aware here during the busy holiday season.
Yeah, everybody stay safe and have a good holiday.
Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Dale Miller, with the Extension Office in Knoxville, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.